right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
I feel like it's been so long.
Isn't that crazy? It's been forever.
I think because we recorded early last week and late this week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so it's like I haven't talked to you
in over a week.
In over a week. It's been forever. Like, how was your Thanksgiving? How is your life?
Thanksgiving was fine, you know, just like,
yeah.
My brothers and sister-in-law at my parents' house, and it was good. My mom made like a whole caboodle.
What a life. What
else? I don't know. I've been feeling, to be honest with you, restless and crazy.
Okay. Wow. Let's dive into that. Why do we think?
I don't know. I think I'm just
restless. Wow.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
boy, do I.
Going a
boy,
little.
Boy, do I.
I'm not. It's sometimes I'm just like, you know, I miss my old life.
Life? Yeah. No, I do get that. Yeah, every now and again, it's like, you know, I'm fine being antisocial, but sometimes you're like, you know what would be nice? A hug.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it there.
Like, or like a show, even. Like,
oh, a show.
Like, I haven't.
Bring back life.
I want to do a drag. It's been so long. I'm just like, I mean, it hasn't been that long since I've done drag, but I'm like, I would like to like do it and leave my room.
That would be fun. Yeah. To have a catwalk or just somewhere to show it. I get it. I know. It's been, yeah, it's been, I don't think we've also, you know, celebrated the holidays in quarantine. So now that's a new experience.
And it's like getting worse again. So that's why I'm like, anyway, how are you still dating that man?
I am. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a rocky week this week as well. But yeah, we're still, I guess you could say seeing each other.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of this tone.
Or no, I'm just saying like, you know, we're, you know, still seeing each other. Like, I don't know what else. I don't know.
Is it going well?
It's going well. I was supposed to see him though on Monday and then like work got hectic. And it was just like, it was a tragic moment for me because I had like done all of this prep work where it was like, I talked to my brother, I talked to my parents. It was like, I made sure that like everyone felt safe with what I was going to do. I like did all of this groundwork that I was like, you're mature beyond your years. You care for others. And it's like, you're doing what's best for the family and for you. So I was like, so ready. Okay. Then it's like, oh, I have work. Then it was like, okay, actually eat on your, it might be after dinner. So then I was like, oh, I'll actually be here for dinner. And my parents were like, okay, we didn't make enough. I was like, yeah, no. Like nobody wants to spend time with me. I was like, I know I am a literal burden to everybody. I'll eat the scraps that no one finishes. So, you know, did I feel bad about myself that night? Yeah, I did. And then,
don't you live, live walking distance to like the town, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever just like walk into town? I wish I could do that. That's something you should do. It's very Hallmark.
You're right. I should have done that, but I didn't. Instead, I just like sat in my room and sort of contemplated like life, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so it wasn't my favorite week. Like then I didn't see him. And then it was the holidays, so.
And yesterday you had a big day, judging by your Instagram story.
Yesterday was a big day. I don't know if we want to jump into embarrassing stories, because that's what yesterday will be now for me.
Well, we have a submission. Do you want to do that one first or yours first?
Let's do mine, because I'm fresh.
Yeah, let's do yours, because I want to
really delve in. Yeah. All right, guys, it's
the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay. So yesterday, after Thanksgiving, my mom is going to have a COVID like art show. So it's outside. It's in our driveway. Great. I'm up at 8 a.m. to like, I told my parents, I was like, I feel like I was a gypsy. Like, I'm so good at putting up screens with like cover, like things that just like I know how to do because I've worked so many art shows. You know what I mean?
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, whenever my mom had an art show. It's like I would always go with her, and then I've helped her even as an adult if she's like near New York or something like that. So it's second nature to me. So I'm up, I'm like getting that ready. I, you know, we famously record on Fridays after Thanksgiving. Like we talked about, it's like, let's do four. So I was like planning on that, even though I had to like help with the art show, work the art show, then wrap up the art show. And I was like, and then I'll do the podcast and then I'll get to relax. And then my sister came too.
Was there a lot of people at the art show?
She did great. Yeah, a bunch of people came.
See, people are looking for outdoor activities.
Yeah, things to do. And if they're anything like me, they are buying up a storm right now. Chris, I can't stop buying. Do you understand?
What did you buy? Another?
What didn't I buy? Let me show you what I bought. I bought a pillow that I said, I mean, it's very rare that I say I have to have this. I don't think that's true anymore. I think I do it all the time. But I did buy this pom-pom pillow.
That is a pillow.
Stunning.
That is a pillow that looks almost like, some would say, a Halloween costume. But
it could be.
It looks like when I made my shirt for the Halloween show with all the pom-poms on it. But listen, I'm here for it.
I guess it's who I am now. I'm supporting the economy, you know, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm working this art show. We're like in the middle of it. My sister's like, should we take an edible?
Oh no.
And I was like, okay. I was like, I'll give you one, but like, I'm not going to take one. I'm not going to take one because blah, blah, blah. Then I'm talking to her about it. And I was like, this is how much Mr. Bagel took. And how much I took that one night that I went ballistic, okay, where I couldn't feel my arms. I said, so this is the amount that like I shouldn't take, but if you want to take. And then I don't know how I talked myself out of this circle into a thing where she was like, well, do you want to just have the other half? And I was like, yeah, I guess why not? I was like, this is too much for me. I should never take this much. I'm going to pop it in my mouth. Like that is what happened.
That's
and
always
I didn't
the
even,
conversation around edibles.
I just can't believe it. So all of a sudden,
never
I'm at
have
this
I ever been offered an edible and thought, no.
Well,
I could be like,
I'm going
to a wedding. I'm going to, you know, give my world peace presentation to the United Nations. And if someone's like, yeah. Do you want an edible? I'm like, yeah.
You know, I have to reassess now because now it's like I used to have such a wonderful history with edibles and now it's like it's getting muddled. You know, I need
well,
to
you're
get
doing them at the wrong
time track.
For sure.
The wrong time and the wrong amount, Chris. I knew that was the wrong amount.
But
I knew that
if you had
been
done that just by yourself at like watching a movie and that's it, not with other people, it would be so fun.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that. I screwed up big time. So then I'm like, wait a sec. Next thing I know, my sister's playing piano at, like, classical music at my mom's art show. I'm like, you know what would be so funny is if I, like, hard rap dance in front of it. Because I'm like, that's so funny. That's such a, what do you call it? Juxtaposition, whatever. Yes. It's like my sister's playing classical like Bach and I'm like, boom, bam. I'm like, I like think I'm robot rap dancing. My dad's like, you cool? I'm like, yeah. Even though I'm not cool. And I'm like, oh no. My sister's like, oh no. And I'm like, oh no.
How long were you dancing?
Oh, forever. I started singing too. I started singing as well, Chris. I started singing with people. My dad kept being like, these people are very nervous. So they're standing back. So mom, they're having to yell. So Sandy, stop playing piano so loud. And Jesse, stop singing. And then me and my sister would be like, they can't stop art. Like, they can't stop our art either. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's like, okay, now I'm singing and I'm trying to do like a classical, like with my sister. It's a nightmare. My parents are like, what's happening?
I can only imagine seeing this with giggles and
oh, a nightmare. Then I'm like, wait, I really am too high in the sense of like my family friend came and this guy who my parents famously tried to set me up with. That's like used to work with my dad, he comes and he's like, hey, Jesse. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I can't. Even though I said things like, I can't loudly, my parents were like, well, you can't what? You know, like blank. I'm like, oh God, I'm speaking out loud, even though I meant that in my mind. Like, I meant to say, like, I can't do that because I'm at a different place. I eventually just ran inside, started, of course, eating all the Thanksgiving food, was like, no, 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 no. Then said, I'm going to take a nap because maybe I'll sleep this off. I said, oh, I better cancel on Chris because nobody wants to record with this, including me. I can't do a podcast. And then, you know, I felt so guilty because my parents were like, we're done. We need help. Like, we need help putting everything away. And I was like, oh God, help me. But I did. I did help. I did luckily get it together. Although I did then feel like shit all night. So truly, again, I made a huge tactical error. I was a fool at my mother's art show. Fool.
Jesse, I think before you take these edibles, you need to take a second, look around and say, am I going to have to talk to other people? And if yes. the answer is yes, then maybe we don't take it.
Also, I think the other thing is like, just I need to cut them into the portions they need to be now, because I apparently can't do math when I am excited or being persuaded into doing something.
Well, if we want to tell embarrassing stories about being too high.
Well, I that's where we are.
Once. Okay. So I was at my friend's. And he infamously would make these cookies with skull and crossbones stamps on them.
Ooh.
Or he like got them from somebody. And he used to like give them out at his parties. He would have these amazing parties. He had this like amazing apartment in Williamsburg with a balcony.
Jeez.
And so good this was like have. Years ago. This was before I like was well versed in, you know. Edible. So I had the one, he was like, start with half. And I'm like, I'm a pro.
You don't know me.
So yeah. I had a whole cookie. And then my friend, who we'll call Jenna.
Yeah.
Was there as well. And she was like, I'm not feeling it. Mm. Are you feeling it? I'm like, I'm not feeling it. So we have another full cookie.
Oh no.
So suddenly I am the highest man in America, like,
yeah,
like sitting on the balcony in Williamsburg, and I am like convinced that we're in Los Angeles. I'm like hallucinating. It was like,
yeah,
next level. And I'm talking to this girl, her name was Teresa, I believe.
Ooh.
And she's talking and talking and talking and talking. God, I can't even tell you what she's talking about. Probably
no
nice things. I don't even know. But I turn to the person next to me and say,
okay,
I think similar how you thought that you were in your mind, but you said it out loud.
Yes.
And I was like, I cannot listen to this bitch talk anymore. But I look and there's no one sitting next to me. It's literally just me and her sitting alone on the balcony. And so I just say aloud during her story, I literally cannot listen to this bitch talk anymore. And I was like, and she was like, what? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so late. I have to go home. Mind you, I got to the party at like 8 p.m. I remember looking at my phone before I fell asleep in my bed. So I like got in an Uber, went home, and it was 10:07. I had been there for like 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
And then that girl like drank so much apparently after I left. She passed out in the snow when she left the party. And my friend woke up because like the police and an ambulance like found her in the snowbank outside.
Oh my God.
Outside of his party. And somehow got her to his, and he was like, I barely know her. And I'm like, oh my God, is what I said?
It caused her to go into a stupor.
Did I send this girl into her bender?
Into the bender. That, oh boy, that, I mean, to pass out in a snowbank for many reasons is humbling.
But apparently, so my friend like called her brother because he like barely knew her and like looked on her phone. And her brother was like, oh, I'm on the way. She does this all the time.
Oh, wow.
So maybe it wasn't all my fault.
No, it couldn't have been. Not if her brother reacted that way.
But regardless. Wow. So I didn't make that mistake again. Well, I did many times, but
yeah.
I didn't do anything
Repeatedly. And at my mother's event, I'm just like, who the hell am I? What the hell happened?
It's like a movie, like a romantic comedy, the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning where you're like, this girl is tragic. That's how I felt. Like a tragic case.
It'll have not a happy ending.
You think?
Yeah.
It has to. The beginning's been so sad. It's been a lot of the beginning, Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, the beginning's all been sad with this one character. She doesn't have a...
Yeah, I feel happy. Like I've been in the first 5 minutes of my Hallmark movie for my entire life.
That's all I've been, just the 5 minutes repeating. They're like, wait, we could think of a worse way to start. Let's really, what if...
Where I'm poor and like slipping on a banana peel at a coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, we get it. I'm tragic. Can I get to the other part of my story?
Speaking of tragic, we have a submission for embarrassing story.
Oh my God, let's do it.
It's from Kayla. Drawing inspiration from Jesse's horrifying homecoming in the bathroom story, I'd like to share this with you, my own homecoming from hell story.
Great.
Picture this. Homecoming in 1994. We open with a shot of a high-powered girl from a famously small town in her junior year. She is fierce. She doesn't know it yet, but she is.
Love it.
Okay, this is very Hallmark already. With no date to be found, she makes her way to homecoming in the high school gymnasium with a small group of friends. She's working her purple and teal plaid skirt, teal mock turtleneck, and matching large print plaid sweater vest.
Wow, love.
Envision the plaid from the skirt enlarged and knitted on the sweater vest.
Done.
Suddenly, from across the gym, she sees George walking her way. George is a senior. George is as nebbish and adorable as his name suggests. With his adorable glasses and bookworm smarts, the only thing George is lacking is height. I'd say he was a solid 6 foot. That's not bad. So not awful, but no 6'2", 6'3". Regardless,
I hear you.
George asks her to dance, and she very happily accepts. It's a slow song. She and George are doing the standard straight arms on shoulders, hips barely moving at all dance. It's awkward, but she's pined for George for years. Dreams are coming.
Oh my God.
Dreams are coming true on this evening in October.
Yes.
Approximately halfway through the song, she feels a slight coolness. What could that be?
No.
Why does she suddenly feel the temperature drop when she's flushed from excitement from dancing with George? To her horror, she glances down. Her purple and teal plaid skirt has betrayed her and slipped down beyond her butt.
What?
She has been dancing with George with her entire ass hanging out.
What?
The slipperiness of her 1990s pantyhose combined with the nervous sweat from being so close to George has created the perfect medium in which her most likely polyester plaid skirt stood no chance of staying up at her waist.
To be so thin.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine this thinness.
I'm like going to the bathroom and spending 20 minutes to pull my skirt down.
I practically put soap on my tights to be like, bitch, when I'm dancing, go down. You hear?
I have to bring a bottle of lube just to get my clothes off when I have to use the pot, the bathroom. I almost said potty, kill me. The speed at which she pulled up her skirt and sprinted from the gym and out of George's arms cannot be put into words. The rest of the evening was spent sadly sitting on the bleachers. Probably saw you there, waiting for her much cooler older brother to give her a ride home. Because of course her parents had bought him a car and told her when she turned to 16 they could share. She and George never danced again. We'll never know what might have been had that damn skirt just stayed in place.
Oh my God.
I have many of these, but I will start with just one for now. Thanks for collecting these. This is a great idea. So reminder, guys, if you have embarrassing stories, please send them to Lauren and Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or DM us if you'd like, but sometimes those get lost in the shuffle. So your best bet is to send to Lauren because she's the best.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sad that George never sort of even followed up. Like, hey.
No, I know. Also, it's so.
Because he probably didn't know. He's looking into your eyes, girl.
Yeah, or he did and he liked it.
Yeah. Or, you know what? We don't know if George wasn't helping that bad boy slip down. We don't know. Ooh, he was on your waist. Your waist is near the skirt top. I don't know. Maybe. It could be.
It could be.
I don't know what George is up to. I like the name George for you. Is this Kayla who changed her Bumble profile? Because if it is...
I don't know. If
girl,
it's
we
got to
write this wrong. We got to write this wrong.
I would love... Can you imagine dating a tall guy named George with glasses?
No, I can't. That seems absolutely preposterous.
It seems too good to be true.
Too good to be true. I can't imagine. I also can't imagine clothes falling off my body in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Like, never has that ever happened to me. I'm always in clothes that are, like, could rip. It's never the other way, you know?
And there's never a time where I'm like, what's that coolness? I'm like, I'll hear that.
Right.
Which has happened to me many a time.
I mean... Yeah, solid rip. Absolutely. Who hasn't? Or I thought she was going to say her skirt was tucked into her underwear, and that I was really scared about as
me
well.
Me too. It must have been too big of a skirt also slipping down.
This sounds like this, you know, Kayla, you lost weight on your way there. You all of a sudden, your body was like, what if we got snatched and tight?
See, it's tight. Another case of a fast metabolism.
That's a fast metabolism for you. If I had worn a skirt, who knows if after my, you know, stomach debacle, I would have also shrunk a size or two and had to really watch the bottom half. It didn't happen for me. I was in a full dress. But listen, things like that happen. And I can only dream of such skinniness.
Well, I mean, in theory, we'll never be at a school dance ever again.
Wow.
So that's good. I mean, I guess we'll go to weddings.
Yeah, weddings is a lot like a school dance when you think about it.
Yeah, I sit at the singles table.
Yeah.
I get too drunk. Black
I'm
out.
Either talking to a chaperone or a grandparent the whole time.
Yeah. Or like a waiter. I always connect with the waiters.
Oh, totally.
Anytime I go to any like fancy event, I'm always like the only person I connected with was the wait staff.
For me, it's always the grandparents and the flower girl. I'm like, of course I'll babysit. Because that's
the one dancing with the children before they have to get taken up to their hotel rooms with the babysitter.
Yeah. That is me always. I'm like, I can make friends with kids and old people wherever I go. It's guys my own age that I'm like, I can't. Sorry.
Anyway, are you loving anything these days?
That's a good question. Am I loving anything these days? Well, let's get into it.
I love that for you.
Okay, things that I'm loving. Let's see. Because once again, I can't stop buying things. So it's a problem. Okay, but I am on a sweater kick like you've never seen. If I tell you right now I'm loving sweaters and literally trying to coin myself the sweater queen, it's not an understatement. That's just a fact. I have so many sweaters.
How many have you bought? I mean, I feel like you've always had a lot of sweaters.
You're right. But what's interesting is, you know, I came here with clothes for 2 weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
And just kind of like I have a bunch of sweaters in New York, and I have now started a completely new collection here.
Well, listen, the winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
So I love that.
I thank you for that. I mean, when I tell you I've got patterns, I've got everything has a different texture, a different feel, a softness to it, you know?
Mm.
I bought some jumpers. I think I'm going to be a jumpers gal.
What is that? Besides, you know, jumpers, I know, like my friend that lives in Scotland, that's what they say when they say sweater.
Oh, I think a jumper is like, it looks like overalls on top, but it's a skirt on the bottom. So it's like an overall skirt. And that's how I would describe it.
Oh, I haven't seen one of those in years.
I'm bringing it back.
Good for you.
I don't necessarily know how to style it yet. I'm trying. Like I tried yesterday with a sweater under it. And then I was like, I just look bulky. I don't know if this is cute.
I don't think you can do a sweater underneath it.
Yeah, so then I need like a tight shirt. And what's funny about me is I don't buy tight shirts. So now I have to...
I feel like you could do like a t-shirt or a turtleneck.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to figure that out. And then it's like, I guess I have to do tights because it looks weird with leggings too. The point is, I think I'm going to be like a jumper girl, like a girl who just like wears a jumper.
It's very 70s.
It's very 70s. It's very like, I think kind of like Arter. Okay, goodbye. I'm leaving. Artist chic. Like it reminds me of like someone who's like moody, you know, like I have feelings.
It's very Marsha, Marsha.
Exactly. Thank you for knowing. What are you loving?
I've been watching Fargo, the TV show.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people are into that.
See, I didn't know that, and I'm like, so I watched the first season, I'm like, there's a lot of like random famous people in this, and then the second season I'm like, there's even more like random famous people, because it's kind of like an American Horror Story way where it's a different thing each season, like a different cast. But I was like, I want to be in Fargo. Also, it's like such a fun accent to do when you're like threatening people.
What is the accent?
Like a Midwest, you know, like they talk like in Fargo. Like she's like, oh, like, I was up in Fargo and I saw Judy.
Oh.
And Judy and Christine were up down at the salon and they were telling me that Frank is bringing the new gun hall for whatever, you know.
Is that New England? What is that?
I don't know what you just Fargo. Did because you just said New
England. If you come back in here one more time, I'll break you over me knee.
That's... Irish.
I don't know.
But, have you ever seen the movie Fargo?
No, I guess I need to watch this.
Well, the movie, I don't know that you'd be so into it. It's very violent.
Okay, I'm out.
The movie Fargo is too, but like it's like a Minnesota accent, you know?
Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. They talk like I went down to the Stop and Shop and they only had the potatoes that Sheila wanted. Yeah. And so I got the mocktail mix so that the girls could come over for a book club. And it's, I think
you're
it's
ready
so
to
fun.
Go.
I've been practicing it for years. I'm sure I'm going to get DMs from people being like, that's not it.
I know.
But listen, I was up in Fargo. So
yeah.
I love, yeah. So I've been loving that.
I love that.
What else have I been loving? You know, gotta say, not that much.
Oh, Lord, not that much. That's...
But
wait, how did you do for Thanksgiving? You know what I find funny about Thanksgiving? Like this Thanksgiving, I was like, hey, Jesse, like, hey, girl, you don't need to be like weird about food this Thanksgiving. Like you could just be normal. Apparently, I'm actually incapable.
Well,
no, I don't even like the food that much. I can promise you that. I ate so much, Chris, so much.
Well, it was Thanksgiving.
Well, that's the thing. But I wonder if I can ever make... Because yesterday my stomach was a wreck. A wreck.
Hmm.
And I was like, well, you did this. You chose this path for food you don't even like that much.
I do that with like dairy sometimes where I'm like...
Yeah.
I know that I'm going to be destroyed the next day.
Yes.
I've had to like... I have to work from home because I have food poisoning when really I've poisoned myself with the ice cream.
I get it.
But yeah,
it's not easy.
A lot. So anyway,
yeah.
I think Jesse,
yeah, Chris,
it's time we escape our lives for a bit.
Let's get out of this life and into another.
It's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Is there a direction we should go in? How are you feeling?
What do you mean? Like vibe? I don't know.
Like vibe? Okay.
Do you have a vibe?
I don't know. I guess I'm like, the holiday spirit, you know, is among us. It looks
yeah,
like
I feel like
punched.
We have to do holidays through the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Holiday spirit, holiday fun.
Okay. Picture this.
Okay, great.
Picture this. We open on a girl, high-powered type.
Yeah.
She's dressed. She's in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Okay, and she's sitting at an outside restaurant, and she's just enjoying her food. She's on a date, and it's not going well. You know, he's talking and talking, and she's rolling her eyes, and she's da-da-da-da-da. Cut to a high-powered homosexual, and he is sitting. He's also sitting at a. He's in New York City. He's at a bar.
Wow.
He's working actually at the bar. He is a bartender at the bar.
Wow.
And he's also not having a great time. Okay.
No.
You know, we don't have exact written script for this part, but you know, there's a bar fight. He's whatever. Suddenly his attention is taken to the news. Okay. There's a massive, it's on the world news. The classic, maple syrup farm.
Yeah.
Let's say Grisham's.
Absolutely.
Grisham syrup farm.
Yep. Grisham.
Which everyone knows and loves. Okay. It's
loves.
Pretend that it's Mrs. Butterworth's. Okay.
Yes.
So we see on the news, it's on fire. It's burning down.
No.
And they say this.
Grisham's?
Grisham's. And they say, so this small New Hampshire maple syrup farm is,
oh no,
is burning. Okay. And then all of a sudden you hear glass break. We cut back to the girl in Los Angeles. She has knocked her glass over the table, seeing the news. The TV is being broadcast. She sees it in the background. Okay?
She's stunned.
And the bartender sees it too. And they both look stunned. Okay. We cut to the airport. Okay. We are at the airport in, let's say it's in Alaska. I think Grisham's is in Alaska.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And the two. Okay. So let's say the boy's name is Devin.
Wow. I love that name.
Okay. And the girl's name is Delilah.
Wow. Devin and Delilah.
And wouldn't you know it, they're twins.
That's what I was feeling, that there was a connection there.
Okay. And so now they meet in the airport and they're like, Hey. So, who do you think is going to be harder to console, mom or dad?
Mom.
Yeah. She's been freaking out. So it's revealed they are the heir to the Grisham maple syrup company.
It's Devin and Delilah Grisham. Okay.
And the parents. So they have to go back home to Alaska to take care of business.
Right. Of course.
Okay. And so I'm like, so how's things in Los Angeles going? I hear you got another promotion.
Yep, I did. It's going okay. You know, just trying to see if I could snag a guy before the holidays to bring home, but that's a no-go. That's a no-go over here. How's the bar?
Oh, you know, good. Good.
Good?
Good. I had to quit to come home, but...
You had to quit?
Well, it was a little bit of them telling me I wasn't welcome back, and a little bit of me telling them that's fine.
Yeah, you'll never be back. Okay, well, I think every year around the holidays, you quit your job. So in a way, it's you just, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still saving up to own my own bar.
Bar, one day.
One day, which is the dream. But until then, I'm just, you know, completely unsatisfied.
Same.
And so now we have to get on the bush plane that takes us to the farm, and we're seeing the damage, and it's a lot. Okay.
Oh God.
And I'm like, what are we gonna do? And you know, you keep up the facade that everything's going great.
It's going great
for you, and I'm like, ugh. So I guess we'll go and see. So we land in the bush plane, and there's a pickup truck there to pick us up. And I'm like, oh, I guess mom and dad must have sent Clay.
Clay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, who's Clay? And I'm like, you didn't come home last year. Clay is their new ranch hand.
Oh.
Their new farm hand. And he pulls up. We're waiting. He gets out of the car. And the thing, so he gets out. The driver's, he's on the other side. So we can't see him getting out of the car, but we do see him step down, and it's a high truck.
It's a big truck. Yeah,
I mean, it's a huge truck. He's got to be driving over lumber and things.
Oh, sure. Yeah. When you're a farmhand, a ranch hand, you got to have a truck that sort of fits the mold, if you will.
Exactly. So it's like a monster truck almost.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But somehow we still see the top of his head over the truck.
How could that be?
I personally, I'm not sure, because I think the truck is like standing at about 6 foot. So he's got to be towering it.
Wow.
Let's say six.
It would have to be.
6'2", maybe?
Or 6'3", I would say.
Yeah, it's probably in between those. I would have to do the measurements. But
so he's very tall.
So he's very tall. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And he turns, and Jesse, he's...
What?
Smoking, okay? He's literally...
Pot or cigarette?
Cigarette.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
And you say, well, that's my vice. Put it out. I can't be around
it. Put it out.
I quit years
ago. Put it out. Yeah, I can't. I can't even smell it. I'll pounce on you.
And he's like, oh, good. This should be fun. And already there's a tension.
There's a tension.
But also a curiosity.
Everyone's a little curious, sizing each other up.
Do you want to take over?
I'll take over. He's like, all right, this should be fun. Today would be the second most stressful day of my life. And we're like, oh, really? What's the first? And he's like, yesterday when the farm burnt down. And we're like,
tell us about it. Right, we got to take two planes. Right.
Yeah, we're all a little stressed in this car. So we get into the truck. It is a monster truck. It's hard for us to get in. It's so large, but we get in. It's not graceful. No one's happy about it.
We're both wearing heels.
And skirts that are literally too big on us that it's like, I hope it doesn't fall. You know?
You're wearing a jumper though.
I am wearing a jumper. Thank God. So we get in. It's not pretty. We're in the truck. We're like, so yesterday was bad. Like, how are our parents? Clay's like, it was bad. Your parents luckily were out at the time. I was the only one home. We're like, whoa. He's like, I saved all the animals.
And I'm like, so you started the fire?
Oh, wow. Yeah. And he's like,
what? No. And I'm like, I'm kidding. And now I'm suspicious.
And now I'm very suspicious. He's like, I was inside. I looked outside. All of a sudden, there was a fire. Like, I don't know how it started. Insurance is obviously investigating. But, you know, I have no idea. And we lost a lot of the maple. We know that. The syrup. And, our biggest inventory orders are around the holidays. So we just don't know what we're going to do right now.
And fortunately, though, most of the Christmas tree lot was saved.
Thank God.
Thank goodness gracious.
Yeah, because we also sell Christmas trees. And we're like, okay, things financially? He's like, I don't know that. Your parents don't really talk to me about that. We're like, okay, that's fine. You know, it is what it is. He's like, where are your partners? And we're like,
I say, excuse me.
Yeah. I said, where are your partners?
Why? That's rude. That's a rude thing to ask. Okay. Just because we're here by ourselves doesn't mean that we're not, content. Okay. Where I personally, I can't speak for my sister. I was batting men away with the bat on the airport. Line. I was saying, no, I'm going by myself.
Right.
So.
And it was a similar experience for me.
Well, you can't get a man from LA to come to Alaska.
You can't do that. No, they can't handle the type of temperature drop. So, yeah, partners are, we don't have partners. So, and that's by choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's that. He's like, oh, let me just pick up Stu on the way. We're like, Stu, who the fuck is Stu?
I'm like, I could eat.
And I'm like, I'll nibble. I like to say I'll nibble. And he's like, when she says nibble, she will eat. I'm like, I nibble.
I'm like, okay, stop. So we'll take two. We'll take two larges.
Yeah, let's do two larges. She'll definitely finish if anyone tries to share with her. I'm like, okay, rude.
In a bread bowl, like, for mine, please.
Honestly, now that he said bread bowl, I want one too. He's like, sorry, Stu is actually the Christmas lot manager.
What? So can we still swing through a drive-thru?
Is there Panera in town, or are you just playing with us? He's like, no, Stu is just the Christmas tree lot manager. We're like, well, so there's fuck no Stu. Food. Yeah. He's like, and then we'll be home. It is 2 p.m. We're like, yeah, we didn't eat lunch.
Yeah, our time, it's different, okay? We're
it's different.
Starving.
If this weren't a jumper, it'd be sliding off my literal body. Okay, that's how hungry I am and how skinny I've become. Listen,
all I had on the plane was 2 power bars, bacon, eggs, a chicken sandwich, some french fries, and a little brownie for dessert, and some ice cream. I'm so hungry.
He's starving, and so am I. He's like, all right, one of you come to the front, the other stay in the back. And we're like, okay, or Stu could go in the front. He's like, stop, just do it. So we're like, okay. So I'm like, shoddy.
Yeah, I'm like, he's talking a little aggressive for my liking. You can take the front.
So I go to the front. On my way to the front, which once again, big jump down. All of a sudden, there's a presence of a guy there, okay, the shadow. And I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, why is the height so different? Chris, it's this guy who is 6'2", 6'3".
What? There's two of them in this town?
There's two. He is burly as well. I am telling you, this man has a flannel jacket.
Oh my God.
Which is rare. And like, you know those like button down shirts that like go to the chest area?
Yeah.
It's almost like a PJ. And you're like, oh my God, what's under there? And sometimes they hug just right.
And the chest hair like, just poop.
Pops out. Like, oops, just a few strays coming through. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. So he is wearing that. And he's like, are you all right? And I'm like, holy hell.
Guacamole.
Holy guacamole. He's like, Stu. I'm like, Stu. Of course, Stu. Stu, hop in the back there if you want.
And I'm you look just as delicious as the Panera you picked too.
Yeah.
Which is still on my brain. So if
absolutely
there is a Panera in town, we could stop at.
I love their cookies as well. The Panera cookies.
They're soft.
And I'm feeling generous that someone can have my bread bowl whole, if you will. Someone can have
and he's like,
the
okay,
whole
again,
to my bread
there's
bowl.
No Panera yeah. bread.
Okay. Oh, God. So Stu gets in the car again, burly, like massive, like attractive.
And I'm like, so
man.
Can you not afford your own car? Why? What's happening?
And Stu's like, ha, no, I biked into town and the weather got worse. So I was texting with Clay to be like, can you pick me up? Obviously, today's the second worst day of my life.
What was the worst?
And we're like, about Panera? And yeah, what was the worst? He's like, yesterday when the place I was working at burnt down.
Okay, I just have to say to both of you, it seems like you've lived very charmed lives.
Yeah.
If the second worst day of your life was the weather getting bad when you biked, okay? Stu?
Okay.
Try bartending at a dead-end job for 15 years, you fucking piece of... And then you're like...
And I'm like, let's simmer. And then Stu's like, I do bartend.
Where?
And he's like, you've never heard of the Christmas tree cottage? I'm surprised your parents didn't tell you about that. On the Christmas tree lot, I built this cottage where now I serve alcohol. It's a cute little bar and it brings in some extra revenue.
Wow. I'm surprised that my parents didn't tell us about building a bar on our property either.
Since... You are a bartender. But,
and then you're like, well, we haven't been home in...
Yeah, in our parents' defense, it's been a couple of years for me.
It's only been like five, six.
It's been...
It's a long flight.
Well, yeah, from LA. And I won't tell you about that temperature jump again. You guys, it's jarring. I'm jarring.
The light, it's dark here a lot.
I have seasonal depression and I don't know if that shows. And so the idea of Alaska is truly just going into,
plus there was,
oh, I don't know.
Remember the moose we saw that time?
Remember that moose?
That
oh
was
my
something
God.
Else. You guys aren't going to believe this. There was a moose in our yard.
On the loose. In the yard.
Not and caged.
Not caged and not happy. I hate to say that.
And I said, excuse me, is this the Bronx Zoo? Because where's the yeah. zoologist?
Where's the zoologist?
And then they're like, didn't you guys grow up here? And we're like, we went to boarding school.
Yeah, we famously went to boarding school. And so we actually don't really feel that connected to the area.
Or our parents,
thanks for
to
asking,
be honest.
Stu. Yeah. Are we close? They're like, no, it's a 2-hour drive from the airport. And we're like, boy,
2 hours and we don't pass a single Panera Bread?
Yeah. Should we flip on some tunes? I'm not talking the whole time. Don't be psycho.
Put on Wicked.
Put on Wicked, started from the top, and no one sing but us, okay? Oh boy. And we have fun in the car.
And we see them making like making eye contact with each other in the rear view mirror. Yes. And we're like, are you talking about us?
Are you guys talking? Are you eye whispering about us? Although I will say we're both sort of floored when Defying Gravity comes on and Stu knows the words.
And I'm like,
wait.
Do you have a gay relative?
How do you know the words to Wicked?
It's like, oh, I'm a big
homo myself. I'm a,
and I'm like, but then
you
the
are a big
shitty.
Homo. Yeah. <Ooh.
laughs> Que cosa? What did you? Pardonne-moi.
Un momento, por favor.
Yo, привет. Yo, очень тебя. And he's like, I'm a gay person as well. And I'm like, as well as who? And then he's like, oh, I, and I'm like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's a funny moment though. And there's like a little sparkle.
And then, okay? And then you're like, wait, so are you both gay? And then Clay is like, no, I'm not. I wish.
Yeah. And I laugh and I go, me too.
You too what?
Never mind. Sorry. I was just trying to
so you both
join in on
that
the fun.
You were in our minority group. Great.
Sorry. That was a joke. Did not land, Devin. Sorry about that.
And I say, it's okay. And then so me and Stu are, yeah, it's
hitting it off.
And I'm like, I really appreciate it, but I do need you to stop singing because the parts
Stu does have
been given
he's got
out.
A good baritone. Good. Yeah. Unfortunately, the parts have been cast. You can be Fiero, but that's
it. You can be Fiero, but we do skip over his songs. So
famously, we think it's boring. So, but you can know the part is yours.
Yeah. When he says the one lines and like,
oh yeah, the one liners, those
you
are yours.
You can do that. You can also do Miss Morabel or
we'll give you that.
The Lion Man.
The teacher, yes. The Lion Man will give you. But the other parts sadly are taken.
Sorry.
Oh.
And he's like, it's okay, I'm tired. I have to work all day at the tree place and then I have to work tonight at the bar.
Right. And we're like, maybe we'll come to the bar later.
And he's like, yeah.
Is that crazy?
I mean, it's on your property.
Yeah, no, we know that. So
we totally knew that the bar was there. So
that's why we're saying that we'll be there. Is there a dress code or?
Not really. I mean, just I guess what you're wearing. And I'm like, so yeah,
a jump.
Should I wear? Is there a theme?
I was going to change. Is there a theme? Like you said, it was like Christmas. Is there like a Christmas sort of feel?
Well, there's a Christmas feel because it's on a Christmas tree lot. So
yeah. So we'll holiday it up. We'll sort of like infuse a little cheer to our wardrobe. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. Wear a fun sweater or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Perfect. I actually have a ton. And Devin can help you behind the bar. He's,
well,
he's got, well, I mean,
I
if
work
you want.
In New York City. So
right.
I might be a little out of your league. And he's like, oh, yeah. Well, you can help me make this special. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's a Cosmo. And I'm like, a what? And I'm like, a vodka soda?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, maybe an old fashioned. And I'm like, old fashioned what?
Who you calling old fashioned?
Because I'm what? That was
why?
And he's like, okay, maybe you just come hang out.
You know what? It's fine. Just hang with us. It's really more a hang thing. I'm like, Clay, are you coming? Clay's like, yeah. Clay's like, yeah, I try to stop by. I'm like, okay, perfect, perfect, perfect.
And he's like, yeah, since your parents are out of town, I have to take care of the lot. And I'm like,
our parents are out of town?
And I'm like, what?
What was that last part?
Our parents are out of town?
Wait, they what?
And he's like, yeah, they're on a 90-day cruise. And we're like, so
do they know about the fire?
Yeah, of course. That's why they asked you to fly out here to take care of things.
Wow. That was, I didn't get that. Did you get that when they called you?
I was blackout. I thought it was a text.
Wow. I think I don't remember. They picked up. I said, what? I'm coming. And that I might have hung up even.
Does this mean they're not going to reimburse me for the plane ticket?
Wow. I'm really upset. Okay. But the good news is I do get to sleep in the master, which I love for me as the older twin.
And then he's like, Clay is like, actually, since I'm staying on the property, I've been staying in the...
Oh, you're in the master.
And I'm like...
Good for you. Good for you.
And I'm like, in what room in my house are you sleeping in to the stew, the homo? And he's like, oh, I'm in the... it must have been like your great aunt's room. It's like purple and all the furniture is velvet. And I'm like, that actually is our old playroom, but...
Thank you.
I'm glad you're enjoying the chaise lounge.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, that's cool. We're flexible. Where exactly?
Not
will
literally
we be staying?
Flexible, though, just so
no,
you know.
No, we're very tight, very tight. But where will we be staying? We cut to, we open, we go to the bar. They're showing us the Christmas bar. Above the Christmas bar is a loft with two beds in it.
And I'm like,
This is humbling.
Is this where the horses stay?
I'm confused if you want us to lie our heads here at night.
It smells like hay.
Smells like hay. And I have a feeling if the bar is bumping, I won't be sleeping, which I don't love for me. I actually need 10 hours a night. I know it's crazy, but
I need 10 hours a night. And that doesn't include the 4 hours I get in the morning.
Exactly. And they're like, okay, we'll figure something out for bedtime. Let's just get you guys changed. Let's get ready to hit the bar. And then when we close the bar, we'll go over a game plan for saving your parents' farm. And we're like, okay, I love that we're going to do that inebriated. But you know what? That's fine. Luckily, I packed a velvet yellow dress in my bag.
Which screams Christmas.
Well, with a red lip and some green jewelry. I think it works. Did I just buy a gold dress that's velvet that I feel like Belle in? Yeah, I did.
Well, gold and yellow are different.
Okay, did I say gold or yellow?
You said yellow.
Okay, I meant to say gold.
And I say, well, I also was wearing my gold, my gold jumpsuit.
Yeah, okay.
Which I have to be cinched into, so...
I can help with that.
And I'm like, is there a place in town where I could get a better girdle? I don't have. And he's like, you don't need a girdle. You're perfect.
What?
And I'm like,
sorry. you're like hardcore gay or like a little bit.
He's like I sleep and date with men. And I'm like, okay, you don't need to brag.
We get it. Yeah, no need to brag. We know what it means. Okay. But there is an energy there. And he's like, well, while you guys get ready, I guess I'll set up the bar. But if one of you finishes and wants to help, great. And I'm like, get down there now.
Okay, yeah, let me put on my velvet jumpsuit and then go do the bar work.
Go put on an easier outfit or get down there. I'm telling you, he is giving you the eyes.
Fine, I'll play the role. So I dress in a very beautiful flannel.
Yes.
Tailored to hell. amazing high-waisted jeans that just... suck me in.
Suck everything in.
And I go down and I'm like, what?
You went for something more casual. I hope that's okay.
Sorry, I forgot my velour.
Yeah. He's like, oh, wow, you look great.
And I'm like, thank you. You look good as well.
I didn't change, but thank you.
So what can I help you with?
So he slides a cup over to you and it just slides right off and crashes.
And I scream.
Yeah. And you're like, why would you do that? He's like, I was...
hate crime.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm putting all these glasses away. I just thought you could help me. You're standing right by the...
You said you were a bartender. And I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry. In New York, the... bar tops aren't as slippery, so I thought I had some more time to catch it.
Oh, okay. Should we try again?
I think you could just hand it to me.
So then it's like he has to walk over and hand you every glass.
And he's like, this is actually taking a little bit longer than normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm meticulous.
Yeah. And you're like, are you in a rush? And he's like, no. So why don't you tell me, like, about you and sort of, I mean, I guess you love the big city, right? That's why you've stayed there and haven't come home to visit.
Oh, well, no. See, I moved there in search of myself. And while I had some fun, I think I somehow turned out even worse than if I hadn't come at all.
Mm.
And so now I'm back here. Is there anything waiting for me there? No, nothing at all. But part of me feels like I have to go back because I don't know why, but
yeah,
I would say an obsession with attention, and I guess that's really it. I don't know what else I would do at this point. What am I supposed to do? Go back to school? Get my teaching degree? I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Wow, you're very honest.
Yeah. So tell me about your dead end gig.
Okay. Well, I was an athlete.
Wow. You know,
I was an athlete in college and I tore my football, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I tore my ACL and I had to really reassess, you know, when you think about it, football is actually the gayest sport there is. Everyone's in very tight clothes and we're allowed to touch each other constantly.
Oh, so you've had a lot of boyfriends.
Well, no, I wasn't out when I played football. I mean, I was too busy with sports. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was also sort of pushing down feelings I had. So then when I tore my ACL, I got physical therapy and fell in love with my physical therapist. You know this routine.
Mm.
So
was it Steven?
No, who's Steven?
Oh, I had a physical therapist I also fell in love with. His name was Steven.
Oh, wow. In the area? What did you go to physical therapy
for?
Oh,
no. This was in the city. You know, I don't know if he was actually a certified physical therapist.
Oh.
But he sure knew how to work a hamstring.
I tell you what. Yeah. So then he cheated on me. And yeah, now I moved out here, decided I wanted to work on a farm, Christmas tree farm. And then your parents were kind enough to let me try my bartending gig. And, you know, I really feel like I found myself, which is cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And then we cut to you.
Mm.
And you are walking down the back steps to the loft and you slip and you fall. And
oh, damn it. In the velvet dress?
In the velvet dress, but it's fine. It looks fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Velvet bounces back.
And then Clay like catches you and he's like, he's like, oh, and you're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I came to ask if you wanted to discuss your parents.
Oh.
Company.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Right now? Okay.
They're ready to sell. They want to sell. Especially because now it's not worth a whole lot. But fortunately, they have their savings.
Hmm.
But this place keeps this little town afloat, which you'll see tonight at the bar. The whole town will be there and it's a joyous occasion.
Wow.
But yeah, so I guess we'll have to announce at the bar that we're going under.
Well, I mean, going under. I don't know if we're going under necessarily as much as like...
Listen, what are you going to stay here? You got to get back to all your pursuits. I'm sure the men in Los Angeles are all over you. He's got to have a bunch of people waiting.
That's very nice of you to say. You know, my brother doesn't have a lot going for him though, so he could maybe end up staying and taking over. You never know. You really never know.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk to him then.
Yeah, we can talk to him. I think
I thought that maybe you and I, this was a good time to get to know each other, but apparently
we can still
not
get to know each other. Do you do an accent when you're uncomfortable?
Did an accent just come out?
It did.
Well, I guess I do then.
I'm the same way. That's so funny.
I think that's so cute that you do a little accent.
Thank you. I think it's cute. You do a little accent.
So you have a lucky husband at home.
No. Okay. Is that what you're asking? Sorry, I was confused a little bit before.
And that's what I'm doing. I didn't realize how much I needed to fully spell it out for you.
Well, okay. I don't. It's just, yeah, I like, it's easier for me to answer when someone asks a direct question. No, I'm not a lesbian. Or entangled in a relationship. I am a free agent, if you will.
Me too.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah. My wife, she died. She died. It was 9/11.
Oh my God. How old are you?
No. 9/11, 2018.
Oh, that was just the date.
It was just the date.
Okay.
She fell off of it's a long story and I'm not proud. She was cheating on me, basically.
Oh.
In the loft, actually, in this building. Oh. And she fell through one of the wood panels. That's why we redid it into a bar. So.
Wow.
So I didn't mean to tell you that she died where you're sleeping tonight, but that is what happened.
Right. Okay. I will know that all. That's exciting. It's not haunted or anything, right?
We saged it.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a tragic story, and I'm sorry to hear that happened.
Thank you.
And I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
So, do you want to go on this tour?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Okay, so he takes her on a tour. We see him and her spending all day together. We see me and the homo spending all day together. And, we meet back up upstairs. We're getting ready. And at the same time, we're like, I'm in love.
I'm in freaking love.
And I'm like, with who?
Clay, the other guy.
Oh, I thought you were napping this whole time.
No, I was up and about. I was on a tour.
Oh.
Who are you in love with?
The bartender.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure.
He's hot.
No, he's freaking hot. Are you kidding me?
I think he wanted to kiss me.
Why didn't you let him?
Because I got nervous. So I like...
Yeah, I get that.
Pretended to be stocking the shelves.
Okay. Maybe he didn't notice.
Okay. And then
when Stu comes back, he's also like, okay, has this ever happened? You know, where like a guy, you meet him and they don't wear glasses, but then the next time you see them, they're wearing glasses because he's like, oh, my contacts were bugging me. And you're like, ah! You were wearing contacts this whole time.
I do that to people.
I love that.
I'm like, you are
cuter.
Ugh.
Hot with your little glasses, you little boy glasses.
And then, okay, so you and I get ready for the night. So we
the night
in traditional twin,
Fashion. We decide to switch places. Just kidding.
We wear matching ball gowns.
Love that.
One is red, one's emerald green.
Perfect. They're, what do you call it when they pair beautiful together?
Good pairing. Perfect pairing.
Perfect pairing. It's not matching. It's like contrasting. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a theme. And we come down the stairs. It's just gorgeous evening. It's beautifully decorated. The townspeople are all having a good time.
Yeah.
And then Clay is like, do you want to go out for a smoke?
I'm like, damn it. I told you I quit. But yeah, I'll at least watch.
He's like, we can smoke a joint if you want.
And I'm like, hell yeah. Also, I feel very overdressed. Sorry, is this a casual bar thing?
Well, I didn't want to ruin you from doing your thing.
Let me just grab my faux fur throw little shawl thing. Okay? So I put on my little fur thing. I'm like, it's cold outside, just so you know, Devin. Like, grab the fur.
And I'm like, okay, thanks, bitch.
And Stu's behind the bar, literally in glasses, looking so adorable. And he's like, do you want to hear something really funny to you?
Yes.
I was trying to kiss you earlier when you kept pretending to stock the shelves.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was trying to kiss you earlier.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, we don't have to do it now because I can tell maybe you're a little uncomfortable.
Well, there's just a bar full of patrons.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Can I show you something in the back then?
Is it your penis?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He takes you to the back and then he's like, look, it's mistletoe.
And I'm like, is this where the fire started?
And he's like, it's about to.
And I'm going to be like, I'm just going to keep saying things until you pull the trigger here. So.
And he's like, oh, I get it. But then he finds it cute that you keep talking when you're nervous. So he doesn't do it.
Well, then he just kisses me.
Yeah. Then he just kisses you.
And it's magical.
It's so magical.
And then outside, you guys have a similar moment.
Yeah. Where he's feeding me the joint and then one time he pulls it away.
And we're like, this is no longer on Hallmark.
Yeah. It's Lifetime now, baby.
And he's like, I'm so sad that you have to leave. And you're like, I could stay for a little.
I mean, I could stay. It's like,
and I'm like, I could stay for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we see a 3 weeks later thing come up on the bottom of the screen.
Love that.
And we're standing there with our suitcases.
No.
And he's like, okay, I guess it's time to go. And it's Christmas Eve. It's a crowded bar.
Oh.
And I'm like, you sure you're going to be able to close up by yourself?
Yeah.
And Stu's like, yeah. And I'm like, if you're ever in the city, you should.
Oh, look me up.
And then I'm like, you know, if you asked, if you asked me to stay, I might stay if you asked.
Yeah.
I haven't signed the papers to sell yet.
Wow.
Do you have anything to say or?
Stu's like, I want you to want to stay.
I want to stay, dumbass. That's when if I didn't want to stay, I would have been gone 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, obviously I'd like if you stayed.
This is not as momentous as I thought it would be.
Sorry. I just wanted you to do it.
Well, we both know that that's not how this was going to happen. And then I'm like, ugh. And then I turn around and he has completely changed the upstairs loft into a beautiful apartment for me.
It's like velvet. There's like a lot of chaise lounges.
And I'm like, oh my God. And it's a one bedroom. And then you're like, well, I guess I'll go back alone.
Yeah.
And then Clay's like, are you sure you don't want to come to, see the guest, the master suite? Just come with me. I have to show you something. And he takes you into the house and he made you an at-home office. And there's a big picture of the Los Angeles skyline. And he's like, it would be just like you're there. And you're like, you don't get out much, do you, sweetie?
Yeah. And it's like, this is the moment. Like, this is the moment you have to decide, like, what's more important.
Yeah, that's what's happening. So maybe.
And I'm like, listen, Los Angeles isn't going anywhere. I might as well just, like, try this out with you and see how it goes. And then, you know, if it doesn't go well, I will sell. And then I will leave. But if it goes well, then yeah.
And he's like, well, I was thinking something more along the lines of a commitment.
Oh.
And you say, oh, and you turn around and then you turn back and he's down on one knee and he has a beautiful diamond ring.
And I say, okay, I'll stay. Oh my God.
I'll stay forever.
I'll stay forever.
And then the movie ends with me and you being like, are we stupid for doing this? Yeah. And then the snow comes down and it's 1 year later. We see all the new growth coming from the where the fire was.
Right.
Which does happen, okay? Forest fires provide good like mulch
and stuff for new growth.
We're like, and so that's coming back in. The Christmas trees are beautiful. The bar is redone and amazing.
A hit, yeah.
And our parents finally come back, and it's been over a year, and we're like, look who it is. And they're like, we knew if we weren't here, it would get you guys to stay.
Wow.
And we're like,
we extended our 90-day cruise to 400 days.
A pandemic hit, and we were stuck on the boat in the water.
We were stuck. They were stuck. It was fine. And then, you know, we're both like, it's like Devin and Stu's bar, Christmas Cove Cottage. And
I'm like, your name really shouldn't be on it because it's not your property, but it's okay.
But sweet of you.
And the movie is called Burning a Christmas Love Story is what the name of this movie is. Burning a Christmas Love Story.
I love it. I simply love it. Wow, what a movie.
Okay, guys. It's time for the final segment.
Take us home.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, this comes from Cody's mom. So we have a mom.
Oh.
Okay.
Love that.
Thank you so much. And 5 stars. She says, love Jesse Jollis and Chris Burns. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is so fun to listen to. These two are a dream together.
Wow.
Thank you for my new fave podcast. Recently joined the Patreon. If you're thinking about joining, I promise you'll have the best time.
True.
Cody's mom, thank you. You're the type of person who does amazing marketing for us.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to compliment them and I'm going to advertise the Patreon for them.
Yep. She's also like, you know what, Cody? I know you're too afraid to do it, but I'm going to say Cody's mom because I want them to know your name too. Okay, Codes? I could be Diane on this, but you know what? Today, I'm Cody's mom.
For all we know, it is Cody. He's embarrassed to be a listener. And we appreciate it so much.
We do.
From Cody and Diane.
Absolutely. And Diane, a dream team, really. She's out there fighting the good fight. She knows a good pairing. This woman, if you think she didn't have napkin holders for her Thanksgiving Day set up, you're crazy.
Okay. Because she did. They were ceramic. She did. And she made them herself.
Exactly. And we love that. It's adorable. And she's right. The Patreon's a hoot and a half. If you're not over there, Where are you?
You know what? Because you can go on and you can say, what do I want for Christmas? I want a Patreon subscription to Middle Children. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just give your great aunt Sheila patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yeah.
And say, what's the login, Aunt Sheila? And
what is it, girl?
Can buy it for you.
Yeah. She'll be like, let's not share logins. That wouldn't be good, but I can definitely give you your own.
Yeah. As a gift.
As a gift. Mazel tov.
And so, guys, make sure you go check out the Patreon where there's tons of more episodes. You can listen to us cry. You can listen to us be fucked up. You can listen to, movie reviews. It's everything.
It's all there. It's all there. It's all there and more.
At its prime, it's 5 episodes extra a month. Okay? So go for it. Okay? Screw Marsha's. That's what we call the top tier.
Yeah, they know.
So hop on that and make sure that you join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
It's fire. We're over 700 now on Facebook. Pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. So,
yeah.
You know what? It's going to be all Christmas mostly until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, we're going to serve it. And until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.